Where is your accuser now? Where? Because the blood speaks of better things. Amen? Hallelujah. And you know, I don't care if you think you're the worst sinner sitting out here today. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and he opens up your book, because it says the books will be open, this is what your book's going to look like. It's going to be clean. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because there's nothing you could ever do that the blood doesn't completely wash away. Amen. And we were saved once and for all. Everything that's even in the future, Jesus already took care of it on the cross. Amen. Amen. Where is your accuser now? Boy, that's good stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're blessed to have Josh and his team. They're going to be playing background music. Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate him. And so today, what we're going to do is we're going to get right into the deliverance aspect. I feel we're under a mandate. I feel like the Lord has said to teach and then deliver. And so all y'all have to do is come in agreement with what God's wanting to do today. Every single person needs some degree of deliverance. We all do. Because we're all born into a fallen world. We all have generational junk and we all open up doors. So all you have to do is come and let Jesus do what he wants to do in your life today. Amen? Amen. So what I'm going to do is we're going to start out. I'm going to lead you through some prayers. I'm going to open up with prayer first. And then I'm going to explain to you a little bit about what you need to do. All you got to do is let go. It's easy. You know, we had a word from the Lord when we got ready to start. And what the word was that there were angels strategically put throughout this entire place. And they were fully equipped, ready to take out anything. They have their swords drawn. So if we deal with addictions today, they're going to take off the head of that addiction. If we're dealing with sickness and cancer, those angels are there to take off the head of that principality and power that wants to rule in your life. So be expecting. All you have to do is come out of agreement with what the enemy has endeavored to do. Because just like that song said, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It's not about you, it's about him. And he did the work and he did it complete. So we don't lack anything that the blood made provision for. Hallelujah. Let me pray over you and then we're going to start because I want to take authority over things in the atmosphere. I want you to remember the devil's not in charge here today. We are. We're in charge. We're only dealing with a defeated enemy. He's been made a bold display of. He's been triumphed over in the cross. He's been disarmed and he's been brought to nothing. Amen? That's what the enemy is. So all we have to do is enforce that. Amen. So Father, right now, today, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you, and God, we are careful that first of all, Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, oh God, for everything that is done here today, God. And Father, I declare, God, that there will be deliverance here today. I declare that there will be healings, and God, depression will be broken. I declare, God, that bonds and fetters, God, and chains are going to fall off the people, oh God. Father, I declare that people are going to come out of agreement with the lies of the enemy, God. People will come out of agreement with the deception that he is greater than the one that's on the inside of them. Because, Lord, you are the greater one that's on the inside of us. So, Father, today, in the name of Jesus, God, we bind every enemy. God, every encounter of hell's counsel, God, we take authority over it today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we bind the schemes and the plans and the counsels of hell against every single person in this room today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in this place today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, in the name of the Lord, I bind and I rebuke all division and discord and disunity and strife and anger and wrath and malice, God, every assignment, oh God, of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cut off and isolate and sever, God, every communication line in the atmosphere of demonic forces in the name of Jesus. God, we bind all communication, and we say that not one principality or power or ruler has permission to in any way communicate with anything in the name of Jesus that's in this room. In the name of Jesus, we render inoperative. We dismantle right now every work of darkness in the name of Jesus. I dismantle every lie, every deception in the name of Jesus. And I declare that the lies, the deceptions, the unbelief, God, it's coming down, coming off the people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the strong man in Jesus' name, and we render inoperative every work of darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to lead you in some prayers just to break some legal rights that the enemy may have in your life. I know there's people here today. This is the first time you've ever been here before. And so if you've been here before and you've already prayed these prayers, and it's going to hurt you one bit, okay? You're going to just pray them with us, and you're going to get even more free today, okay? Amen? Of things that are trying to hang on to you, because you know what? Deception can only stand till truth confronts it. So we're going to confront the lies of the enemy. And I'm going to lead you through some prayers to break iniquities. We need to forgive. We're going to remove and dismantle. The devil only has one right to stay, and that's through legal rights that he has accessed in our lives. But when we repent and renounce them, those are broken. So today when we pray deliverance, it's not optional that he has to go. He has to go. Amen? Amen. So I want you to say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I repent for the iniquities of my ancestors and myself. We have sinned against you, but today we repent. I need everybody praying. Some of you aren't praying. Come on, come on. You need to engage. You need to engage. You know, you're not going to get hurt because you pray a prayer with me. All right? You're not going to be hurt. So just come on. Come into agreement. We are, you know what? Everything has been made provision of. We are enforcing what Jesus did for you on the cross. Okay? I'm not your deliverer. He is. And so when we come into agreement with what his word says, it allows Jesus Christ, it allows the whole army of heaven to engage in removing darkness that's already been defeated. Okay, so I need you to participate. In the name of Jesus, I repent for the iniquities of my ancestors. We have sinned against you, but today I repent for my entire ancestral line. We have committed sins such as, okay, now I need you to quietly, just anything that you know is in your bloodline. Lust, perversion, suicide, depression, cancer, lying, stealing, whatever's there. You know, and some of it, if you don't, just say, and anything else, God, I don't know. Occult sins, witchcraft, addictive spirits. Lord, I repent, and I ask you to forgive and cleanse me. Purge from my spirit, soul, and body all iniquity. I now command all iniquity residing in my bones, my organs, my blood. Leave me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to all generational iniquity, and I command you, leave my organs now, leave my blood, leave my cells, leave my body now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and I declare that the righteousness of God is established in my life, and I cancel any curse in the name of Jesus that has resulted from these iniquities in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if I have any person in this room today and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to come into alignment with that also, and you need to ask Jesus. I'm going to lead you through a prayer for lordship, because healing is the children's bread. It belongs to the body of Christ, okay? So I'm going to lead you through a prayer. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to give you opportunity right now. So I want you to say with me, Lord Jesus, I confess that I have sinned, and I acknowledge my need for you. I thank you for dying on the cross for me, that my sins might be forgiven. As an act of my will, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, as my healer and my deliverer, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I declare that you are the Lord over every area of my life. Lord, of my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings, my reactions, my will, my decisions, Lord of my body, Lord of my behavior, Lord of my spirit, Lord of my relationships, Lord of my time, my work, my family, my possessions, all my relationships. Jesus, I thank you that your blood was shed that I might be free, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I unreservedly forgive all my ancestors for the things they have done which have affected me and my life. I now claim that the power of the blood of Jesus sets me free from the consequences of generational sin. I claim my freedom, and I speak to all occult sin on either my father or mother's family lines, in the name of Jesus. And I declare every curse, every pronouncement that has had an effect on my life, I declare my freedom today, in the name of Jesus, from all hereditary diseases. I speak to hereditary diseases, and I come out of agreement with the fact that my ancestors have been sick, have died prematurely because of disease. And I choose to come into agreement that by your stripes, Jesus, I am healed. Amen. Amen. Therefore, I speak to cancer. I speak to heart problems. I speak to arthritis. I speak to diabetes. Speak to anything that you're dealing with in your family line, autoimmune diseases. I speak to you today, and I tell you right now, you are here illegally. And in the name of Jesus, I declare I am the healed, I am the delivered, and I am set free, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now we're going to forgive. If you have to forgive anyone, I'm going to lead you through a prayer to forgive them and to release them. And when we do that, I want you to say the name of the person and say exactly what you're going to release them from. Okay, now if you had a parent maybe that abused you, say, I forgive my mother. I forgive her for, say, the abuse. Get yourself released specifically from that, all right? Because we are not going to allow the enemy to hold anyone in any area. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Jesus, that I am forgiven. By a choice of my will, I choose to forgive those who have hurt me. I forgive. Now say their name. Some of you might have 10, 20. We're going to release them right now, in the name of Jesus. said too, you may need to forgive someone for not forgiving you. There may be someone that you've hurt and you've repented of it, but they won't let go of it. Forgive that person because they won't let go of it. Let them go. Let it go. Let it go. Now I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I forgive each and every one of these, and I release them into the freedom of my forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And by a choice of my will, I choose to release myself from that situation between me and that person in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm also going to lead you through a prayer to forgive yourself. You need to let go of sins you've done and where you've hurt people. And if you're still sitting under that guilt and that condemnation today, there is no condemnation to you. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me for the things that I have done. Now I choose to forgive myself for those things. I choose to release myself in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We've all made mistakes. Don't let the devil who set you up to make those mistakes hold you in those mistakes. We are a group of people that we are going to run to freedom. Because until we literally break the entanglements of the sin that has so easily beset us through the years, we cannot run that race that God has set before us. And God wants you to run freely. He wants you to move freely. So you have to even release yourself. We all have blown it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to lead you through a prayer to break occult sins. If you've any way dabbled in the occult, that would be Ouija boards. That would be horror movies, Twilight, all of that. These are things that are occult. You know, the devil does very good at deceiving people. Okay, you don't have to go out and belong to a coven to be involved in witchcraft. You don't have to go up and offer up animals and people to be involved in the occult. There are games, videos, movies. So I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I confess that I have sinned against you and your word by my involvement with the following occult practices. I acknowledge that these practices... Now, I want you to name anything. You just got to do it quietly, but say it out loud, because you are breaking off the bonds and the fetters of the enemy, and he needs to hear you say it. Lord, I repent. In the name of Jesus, I now choose to place Jesus Christ on the throne of my life. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for these and any other occult involvement I may knowingly or unknowingly been involved in the name of Jesus. And we're going to do sexual sin. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess that at various times in my life, I have been powerless against the continuing attacks of the enemy on my sexuality. And I have chosen to sin in various ways. I ask you to forgive me for the following. Now you just name any sexual sin you've been involved in. I renounce all pleasure associated with these sins. I now agree with your verdict on my sin. And I receive forgiveness today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to cleanse my memories, heal the hurts in Jesus' name. We're going to break ungodly soul ties. Ungodly soul ties are ties that you have emotionally in the spirit realm with someone that you've been really just plain tied in with. It could be a parent. It could be someone you were married to and divorced, someone who's had a lot of control in your life. It could be a sexual partner, but those cords need to be severed so you can be free. So I want you to say in the name of Jesus, I break all ungodly spirit, soul, and body ties that have been established between me. Say their name. I cut that linking supernaturally, and I ask you, Lord, to remove from me all the influence of the persons just named and draw back to me every part wrongfully tied to them in bondage in the name of Jesus. I command every evil spirit that has taken advantage of these ungodly soul ties to leave me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come out of agreement with all of the rippling effects of evil that have been loosed against me because of choices and ill-advised decisions that I have made. I renounce all assignments, all evil programs against my life and the lives of my children because of these decisions, even from those who have preceded me. In the name of Jesus, I decree I am free from every generational effect of wickedness. I pronounce over my life a walk that is free of all calamity, distress, adversity, afflictions, sorrow, grief, and wretchedness in the name of Jesus, because they were nailed to the cross and I refuse to carry them any longer in the name of Jesus. I come out of agreement with all condemnation, with all accusations of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I release myself today from victim mentality in the name of Jesus. I will not, devil, I will not be a victim of things that have happened in my past in the name of Jesus. I will not be a victim of mistakes that I have made, because today I put them under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Declare, I am free in the name of Jesus. I am free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Your freedom has been purchased, and today we're going to enforce that. Hallelujah. He is a mighty warrior. Ooh, I can just feel him. He is ready to go. He's ready to get you free. No more chains holding me. From now on, I am free. No more chains. No more chains. No more chains. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's your choice. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start calling these things out now. All you got to do is release them. I got my teams. I want you guys to put yourselves wherever. We are going to have people here that are going to, if you need someone to just come alongside of you and pray. But your determination here today is there's not going to be no more chains holding me. I will be free. I will be free. I will literally enforce what Jesus paid for me on that cross in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I cut off and I isolate every form of darkness, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I declare right now a release over every single person in this room of every plot and every scheme and every secret and hidden agenda of the enemy against them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I literally declare today in the name of Jesus, I declare even hidden agendas that have come up through generational witchcraft in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, I declare they are broken in Jesus' name. I command the hidden agendas in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to surface. I take the light of the Lord Jesus Christ and we shine it into every dark place, and we expose witchcraft. We expose magic. We expose divination and sorcery in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We expose it in Jesus' name. We cut it off. We cut off the cords in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I cut cords of depression in the name of the Lord. And I command depression to leave in the name of Jesus. I break and I cut the cords of depression out of the soul in the name of Jesus. And I command your soul to be released, your mind, your will, and your emotions in the name of Jesus, of all mental torment in the name of Jesus. I command all mental torment to go in the name of Jesus. All heaviness, all oppression, come out, go, loose, and let go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Release, God's people, all that heaviness, mind-harassing spirits. I command literally the band around your head to be removed. We cut cords now in the name of Jesus. I command all hardness of heart, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, release it. Where you built walls around your heart, come out right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command all hardness of heart, that closed up heart, I break it in the name of Jesus. I command all walls around your heart to come down in the name of Jesus. I speak to woundedness, and I command the woundedness to go in the name of Jesus. All woundedness, all rebellion, come out, come out, come out. All rebellion in your cells, come out. I speak to rebellion in the cells. I speak to cancer in the cells. All that rebellion in your cells. And I command disease to come out of the cells in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the DNA of every virus. I speak to the DNA of viruses. And I command them to die and to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak death to sickness. I speak death to cancer. I say, cancer, you cannot live in our bodies in the name of Jesus. I speak right now to the stress and the fear and the anxiety that opened the door. And I say, be gone. Go loose, loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak right now to spirits of immaturity. I command things that are stunting growth to go in the name of Jesus. Immature spirits, arrested development, come out, come out. Arrested development, attention deficit disorders, come out. Unteachable, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command all malfunction in the organs to come out. All deformities, come out. Come out. Deformities, come out in the name of Jesus. I even command mental deformities to come out that have come in from ungodly belief systems or things that were spoken over you as a child. I right now, in the name of Jesus, let them go, folks. I come against mental deformity. It's better called rejection. Where you judge yourself, you don't like yourself, you think you're always inadequate, insecure. I command all that to come out. Let it go in the name of Jesus. All that self-hate, all that self-bitterness, come out. Loose and let go. Expel, expel in the name of Jesus. I speak to old age spirits in the name of Jesus. I speak to spirits of weakness and feeble and frail spirits. And I say, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. All those infirm spirits, expel in the name of Jesus. I speak to infirmity. Come out of the heart. Come out of the lungs. Come out of the pancreas. Come out of the liver in the name of Jesus. Infirm spirits, sickness, disease, expel, loose, loose, and come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command frailty of mind and emotions. Come out. Come out. All that frailty of the mind, all that mental torment, come out. All that self-doubt, expel, loose, and let go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command mental disorders, expel, come out. Mental disorders, come out, loose, loose, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I command self-destructive spirits to come out. I command mental breakdown, literally mental breakdown that has come in from the use of drugs and alcohol. I speak to dementia that has come in from the use of drugs, street drugs, and I command them to come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, spirits of dementia that come in from the use of drugs, expel. From cocaine, I speak to a spirit of cocaine, and I say, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, expel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say, loose God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against and I root out cycles of destruction in the name of Jesus. I command failure to come out in the name of Jesus. That cycle of failure where nothing ever works, that's coming out of your generations in the name of Jesus. That spirit of constant lack, constant poverty, devouring spirits, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Those spirits of bondage, come out. Shortage, go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Expel in Jesus' name. We alienate every root in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we call them out in Jesus' name. I break right now and sever every covenant with the enemy that you have spoken by the words of your mouth, of death and sickness and disease and failure and destruction and poverty and lack in the name of Jesus. We break the power of ungodly words and we command spiritual forces that have accessed your life because of that. We call them out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak right now to a spirit of death, hell, and destruction, and I call them out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command in Jesus' name ungodly sexual spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. I come against, in the name of Jesus, lust and perversion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I command images and pictures of pornography that are locked down in the subconscious and the unconscious mind. Come out. Come out. Come out. All those images, those pornographic images, expel. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose and let go. I speak right now to those things that are forbidden, and I command them to go in Jesus' name. I speak to sexually transmitted diseases, and I command HPV, you dry up and you go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. HPV, die. Dry up. I speak death to the DNA of sexually transmitted disease in the name of Jesus. Loose, 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 loose. We have just had probably 4 or 5 people healed of that, folks. You do not have to carry your past. You do not have to carry any of it. In the name of Jesus, I speak to hepatitis C sea, and I command it right now to dry up and go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hepatitis C, I declare you've been defeated, you've been disarmed, and I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the herpes virus, and I declare you've been brought to nothing, disarmed, and I command you expel, loose, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak right now even to a spirit of rape, and I call that out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And I speak to where, not just sexual rape, but I speak to where you have been raped repeatedly from things in your life, where you've been, it seems like things just keep coming, where that take away and take away from you in the name of Jesus. I break that raping spirit of alcoholism off of you right now. I come against an addictive spirit of alcoholism, that spirit of destruction, and I command you right now to go in the name of Jesus. I speak to that alcoholic spirit, and I say, give up your victim in the name of Jesus. Give them up, give them up, give them up in the name of Jesus. Out of the generations, come out. Come out of the generations in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that addictive personality, come out. Come out. Obesity, come out. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of obesity and gluttony, come out loose in the name of Jesus. I speak to a spirit of heroin in the name of Jesus, and I command heroin to literally come out of the cells, come out of the spine, come out of the spinal fluid in the name of Jesus. I speak to liver damage from alcohol, and I command right now that damage to be reversed, and I command damage to the liver to go right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing and life and quickening into the liver in the name of Jesus. All that infirmity, all that death in the liver, expel in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loose and let go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command all preoccupation with sensual desires to go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Take a deep breath. Release it. Release it. Come on, release it. Release it. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Get it out. All that pornography, get out. Go in the name of Jesus. All that preoccupation with sensual desires, fantasy, lust, expel in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, obscenities, cursing, swearing, come out. Homosexuality, come out. Homosexual spirits, come out. There's some of you that deal with homosexuality and you've never acted it out, but it's in the bloodline. It's a demon that's come right up through the bloodline, and we take authority over that right now. And in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit, that homosexual spirit that torments, and I command it to go right now. You are not a homosexual. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now get rid of that ungodly identity. I speak to the lies. I speak to the false identity. And I command it broken in the name of Jesus. And I command you homosexual spirit, you lesbian lies, come out. Come out. Those voices expel in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, expel, loose, loose and let go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, your greatest weapon is the word of God. And he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's your identity. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I command right now that victim mentality Go. Go expel. Expel in the name of Jesus. Where you were abused as a child and you've grown up feeling, and actually society has told you you're a victim. That's a lie. You are not a victim. And I command right now that victim mentality, expel, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. I bind and I speak to a spirit of rejection. And I come against self-rejection in the name of Jesus. And I command all that self-hate, all that self-bitterness, expel, come up and out. All that self-judgment where you judge yourself all the time and you find yourself unworthy, I command that to come out in the name of Jesus. All that inadequacy, come out. All that never good enough, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go, expel. All that performance, come out. Come out, all that striving achievement, all that anger, all that bitterness, that spirit of abandonment, come out in the name of Jesus. All that abandonment, come out, all that neglect, all that loneliness, all that isolation, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those unloving spirits, expel in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come up and out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose God's people in Jesus' name. I come against every assignment of death in the name of Jesus. I speak to fear of death. Some of you have got things manifesting in your bodies and you're afraid. And those things have been set there by the enemy. My mother died when she was 61 years old. Of a heart attack, heart failure. I refuse. I refuse in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I speak to heart failure. I speak to generational heart problems, and I command them to go. And I speak to all that fear in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, call it out of yourself. Call it out. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every bit of it, expel that spirit of death, that assignment of death, come out. I speak to even like a deformity in the heart, and I command deformed spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I speak to cerebral palsy, and I command it. I say you are defeated. I say you are a liar, and I command cerebral palsy, expel, come out. Weakness in the legs, weakness in the muscles, tension and tightness, come out in the name of Jesus. All that anxiety, expel in the name of Jesus. I speak to panic and anxiety and I call it out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. All that paranoia, come out. Loose. Loose God's people in the name of Jesus. All that fear, come out. Come out. Spirit of fear, expel in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that trauma, all that fear, come up and out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to an unteachable spirit in the name of Jesus. I speak to a spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. And I command its assignments broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to morbid fear and I call it out. I speak to mental anguish. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that mental anguish, all that morbidity, come out in the name of Jesus. I speak to lying voices. Come out. Come out. All those lying voices. Some of you need to pull them out of your ears. Pull them out. Pull them out in the name of Jesus. Pull the lying voices. Say, I come out of agreement with you. If it's opposite of the word of God, it's a lying voice. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, we break the power and the authority of ungodly belief systems. In the name of Jesus, I speak to all assignments of defilement and uncleanness, and I command them to come out. I command all that hopelessness expel in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Come out. All that uncleanness, all that defilement, come out in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit that holds you literally at its mercy. And I command right now that broken in your life. There are people here, especially men, that you feel like within the area of pornography, that if there's no hope, that that thing holds you mercilessness. I break that off you right now. And I break off that spirit of powerlessness in the name of Jesus. That's not your identity. That's not who you are. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And I command all that anguish, all that temptation, all that torment of pornography, I break it. I break it. We break off the ungodly soul ties of pornographic spirits. We break off the witchcraft that's behind pornography in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I break off a spirit of abortion in the name of Jesus that's connected with witchcraft and pornography in the name of Jesus. And I command death. I command spirits of pornography, or not spirits of abortion that have come in and that are nested in the female organs. I break that off right now. I speak to death in the female organs. I command miscarriages to go. I command breast cancer to go in the name of Jesus. I command every assignment of death to come out in the name of Jesus. I command that weeping and that grieving to go in the name of Jesus. I command that sense of emptiness, God, that sense of like empty arms and that cry on the inside of you to be a mother. I break that off in the name of Jesus. All the torment of abortion, we call it out. All the grief, the sorrow, the guilt, expel in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. I command right now all manipulation, all witchcraft to go. Control spirits, expel. I break the hexes, vexes, spells of controlling powers off of you in the name of Jesus. Even out of your bloodlines where there were pronouncements made way back in the generations, we cut the control right now. We cut the control of divination in Jesus' name. I cut the control of sorcery and necromancy in the name of Jesus. And I speak to spirit guides in the name of Jesus that have come up out of your bloodline, and we cast them out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every bit of it, in the name of Jesus. I speak to a false personality, and I command false personalities to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Expel in Jesus' name. I command right now spirits, Kundalini spirits that are wrapped around the spine and at the base of the neck in the name of Jesus to come out. I speak to yoga spirits. I speak to spirits that have accessed your life through mantras and yogas and chantings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command right now the curse of yoga to come out right now. That lie of yoga, come out, that all it is exercise, expel. I command that worship to the sun god broken in the name of Jesus. And I command the spirit of Ra to come out in the name of Jesus. That sun god spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loose, cut, 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 cut in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to the spirit of Belial in Jesus' name, and we bind that unclean spirit of Belial, that spirit of worthlessness in the name of Jesus. That thing that renders you ineffective, that thing that renders you worthless and of no effect in Jesus' name. I command destiny-robbing spirits to go right now. Destiny-robbing spirits, expel in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and release that. Release that. All those things that hold you back from signs and wonders, leave in the name of Jesus. Those destiny robbing spirits that rob you from laying your hands on people and seeing them recover. In the name of Jesus. Every one of them go, all the lies. You are equipped, fully equipped. All hindrances to the call of God in your life, I break them. Every lie, all insecurity, all fear, all second guessing, where you judge yourself and always hold yourself up to somebody else's standard. I break that off you right now in the name of Jesus. Never good enough. Kind of good, but never quite good enough. Always never able to measure up. Expel in the name of Jesus. All that self-doubt, all that second guessing, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go. Expel. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. I command devouring spirits to go in the name of Jesus. I break off right now the curse of being conceived out of wedlock. I break that off of every person in this room right now. That goes to 10 generations. Today, we repent, we break it off. That curse that says that you cannot enter the house of God. That curse that what it does to work and operate against you, moving into your call. God ain't keeping you out, the devil is. And I break that today. And I release you into the call of God in your life. I release your offspring in the name of Jesus. God, we release offspring today in the name of Jesus. And we break right now the curse of being conceived out of wedlock. So if you're here today and you were conceived out of wedlock, or if you conceived a child out of wedlock, it is broken by the name of Jesus Christ today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I declare you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I break off strongholds in Jesus' name. I come against right now the use of drugs and addictions, and I declare that body rush, I break it. I break it. There's people here right now, you are still addicted. And I command right now that withdrawal spirit that keeps pulling you back in, I break the authority right now, that spirit that pulls you back in to drug use in the name of Jesus. God, we break off all of that heroin addiction to the soul, the mind, all that mind control in the name of Jesus. I command kidneys shut down, broken. I command spirits that lodge in the kidneys to come out in the name of Jesus. I command memory recall spirits that keep taking you back. I command that false high to come out in the name of Jesus. I command right now brain dead spirits to come out. I command stupor to come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command all that brain fog to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I speak to the spirit of marijuana. I speak to that spirit of divination in the name of Jesus, and I break it off you with the authority of Jesus Christ. And I command that spirit of diva in the name of Jesus, that smoking demon, to come out in the name of Jesus. No more chains. No more chains in the name of Jesus. Father, we take and we release the people from captivity. We unlock these prisons right now with the authority of Jesus Christ. We unlock the cells and the pits and the dungeons. We unlock them and we say, come forth out of the darkness. I say, come out of your bondage today in the name of Jesus. In the name, I speak to suicide and I command spirits of suicide, even in the generations, I break them off right now in the name of Jesus. All that hopelessness, all that depression, and I speak to that voice that tells you all the time to kill yourself, and you agree with me and you tell it to go. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Out. All that suicide, come out. Death, come out. Self-hate, hopelessness, come out in the name of Jesus. Expel in the name of Jesus. You are of great value. You are of great value to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not listen to the lie of suicide. That voice in the name of Jesus. I command all those scrambler spirits in the name of Jesus to go. I command obsessive compulsive behavior to go in the name of Jesus. All that obsessive compulsive behavior, all that fear, all that anxiety, I command attachment disorders to expel in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord, that fear of getting close to people, that inability to trust people, I call that out, that inability to trust God, expel in the name of Jesus. I speak to behavioral disorders, all that dysfunction, all the anger, come out, all the rage, all the yelling, all the screaming, all the division, come out, all the marital discord, come out. Come on, married folks, let it go. Come out. All that marital discord, I bind it and I command it to come out of your marriage in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every bit of it, expel. All that division, come out. All that judging, come out. In the name of Jesus. All the discord, come out. Always having to be right, come out. All that pride, come out. In the name of Jesus. Marriage breaking demons, come out of the marriages of God's people in the name of Jesus. All that division, all that separation, expel in the name of Jesus. All that bitterness, that root of bitterness that's in the marriages, I call it out. All that root of bitterness in marriages, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Let go. Unforgiveness. There's people in here holding marriage partners to things that have happened in the past. Give it up. That's a command from the Lord. Unforgiving, unrelenting spirits, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. And I break them off your spouses in the name of Jesus. I break that off the spirit of unforgiveness. I break off that spirit that keeps bringing back everything that happened in the past. I break it off in the name of Jesus. All that memory recall, come out. Even that fear, I command adultery to go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of adultery, come out. Expel. And unfaithfulness, come out in the name of Jesus. Some of you are being tempted with that. I command right now that spirit that is that's tempting you to be unfaithful. I call that out of your life in the name of Jesus. That seducing spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of seduction that wants to seduce you to be unfaithful, come out. Those mind-wandering spirits, come out. Mind wandering, you're entertaining it. I call it out in the name of Jesus. All that entertaining of it, expel in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to that iniquity of lawlessness. I speak to the iniquity of evil, the transgressions in the name of Jesus. I command injustices to go in the name of Jesus. I break off injustice in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. All that deception, all that unrighteousness, illegal spirits that have been in your bloodline, I break them off in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that violation, expel in the name of Jesus. All that corruption, come out. Come out, generational corruption. Come out of the bloodline. Come out. All those little things that have been following up through the blood, through your family, they're like they hover around. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over them and we cast them out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All those perverse spirits, those things that go contrary to what's right, those things that do their own thing. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of perversion, that spirit of perversion that goes contrary to the law of God. All that reasoning, I break it and I call it out in the name of Jesus. Those beguiling spirits, expel, come out. All that aggression, all that arrogance, come out in the name of Jesus. I speak to every Jezebelic controlling spirit in the name of Jesus. I command those ungodly determined maneuvers to go in the name of Jesus. That hot temper, that quick temper, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command right now infirmity in the stomach area to go in the name of Jesus. I speak to, it's kind of like an irritable bowel syndrome, and that's there, but there's something else in the stomach. I break its authority. It's coming in from stress and fear and anxiety, and I command it broken right now. I break the stress and the anxiety and the fear off in the name of Jesus. I command where you come under false responsibility, you're always taking burdens on yourself and carrying them. I command that false responsibility, those false burdens, to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, expel. I speak to a spirit of passivity, never stepping up and doing what you need to do. It's an Ahab spirit, always leaving spiritual decisions to someone else in your home. Can be man, can be woman, either one. And I command right now that Ahab spirit, that passive spirit, broken in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. That I don't care, that lethargy, come out in the name of Jesus. I command spiritual lethargy to come out in the name of Jesus. Those lethargic spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out where you've lost your excitement about Jesus and you've gone to sleep. I say wake up in the name of Jesus. Stir yourself up again. You stir yourself up in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that constant disappointment in the name of Jesus, and I break off spiritual contracts that have been made in your generations that hold you to darkness. And I break them off and I command them to go in the name of Jesus. All that unconscious conflict, loose, let go. Loose, let go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All that tiredness, all that fatigue, all that weariness, spiritual weariness, go in the name of Jesus. Come out, all that spiritual tiredness, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to take a minute and I want you to think about where you are the most in captivity. What holds you the most? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it depression? Is it a bad attitude? Is it criticalness? Is it bitterness? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol? You know what it is, lust, perversion. I have the key to let you go. And the key is Jesus. It is that name, that at the name of Jesus, we can unlock any prison. We can unlock any pit, any dungeon, and you can go free today. You can go free today. So I want you to stand up. And we're going to come out of prisons. If it's insecurity, if it's no self-worth, if it's self-hate, guilt, shame, with the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind that demon that's been assigned over you to hold you in that prison. And with his authority, I command right now every demon to be removed from that door, and I unlock it. I unlock your prison with the name of Jesus. He said, I've given you the keys. And we take those keys and we unlock that door right now in Jesus' name. Now I say to you, come out of it. watch yourself walk or just start walking. Come on. Say, I'm coming out of there. I break the chains. I break the shackles. I cut the cords. I come out in the name of Jesus. You get out. Walk out. No more chains holding me. You can walk out. He's been brought to nothing. He's been made a bold display of. He's been disarmed. You do not have to let him hold you in a prison, in a dungeon, in a pit, in any place of captivity. Say, I am coming out. I am coming out. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. I shake off the chains. I shake off the bondages. I come out in the name of Jesus. I come out of the condemnation. I come out of the bondage. I come out of the fear in the name of Jesus. No more chains. No more chains. I am free in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Amen. Now, Father, I ask God that you establish every single one of them that came out of their prison. Your coming out of that prison was your choice. Was your choice. Now, God, for every single person that came out of that prison, God, I pray, God, right now that they be established in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Father, I pray right now that all of heaven minister healing to every one of them, into any place, God, where they were held in bondage, any damage where the demonic has been. God, I pray right now that you would heal into those places, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. And God, where there's been brokenness, Lord, from being in captivity, God, I ask, God, that you would reintegrate every bit of brokenness, Lord. Reintegrate all the places, God, where they were broken and they came out of that captivity today, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, where there's been even stunted growth, Lord, I ask that you grow them up. Grow them up, Lord. Heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, today, in the name of Jesus, we close that prison where they were held, that place of captivity, and we say they're not ever going to have to go back in there again in the name of Jesus. We put angels, yes, by those gates. Draw your swords, angels, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you're not going back in there in the name of Jesus. Where's your accuser now, folks? Where's your accuser? Where is your accuser? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more chains holding me. From now on, I am free. Where's Tim? Tim, can you put that song on at the very end? No more chains holding me. From now on, I am free. Just wait, because when I tell you to put it on. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, right now, I pray your blessings over every single person in this room. And Father, we declare a sealing of every place of deliverance. We take every spirit that was cast out. We send them into the abyss. We say they cannot return to any person in the name of Jesus. We seal them in that abyss by the name and the blood of Jesus. What I bind on earth is bound in heaven. What I forbid on earth is forbidden in heaven. Therefore, we forbid anything from returning. Can't do it, folks. We're dealing with a defeated devil. Remember that always. So, Father, I pray healing into the organs. Receive it. Receive it. We pray healing from the top of their head. I pray restoration. God, even into limbs and muscles and different parts of the body, organs, I pray restoration in the name of Jesus. I declare if the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, he dwells in you, and he will quicken and make alive your mortal body in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I declare I am quickened. Say it with me. I am quickened and made alive by the Spirit of God that dwells in me in the name of Jesus. Now, if you have an organ that wasn't working, just tell that organ you are quickened and made alive by the Spirit of God that dwells in me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we also speak to premature death. We say there's nobody here dying. We're not going to die early. We're going to live long. We've got a job to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We can decide some things, folks. Now I declare the blessings of God over you. I declare that you are blessed coming in. You are blessed going out. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the store. That's your savings accounts. That's your checkings accounts, plural, in the name of Jesus. I declare that you have more than enough. I declare that your children are blessed. It says that the seed of the righteous are delivered and blessed. And Father, we declare that these blessings come upon your people and overtake them. I declare you are being overtaken right now by the blessings of God. Just say, I'm going to take them all. I'm going to take them all in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare you are blessed in the city, blessed in your bodies, blessed in your work, blessed in your businesses. In the name of Jesus, we declare the blessings of God. We declare that your children are blessed. I declare that your children are taught of the Lord, and great is the peace of your children and undisturbed composure. And I declare that your children are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I thank you that, God, we believe and our whole houses are saved in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that none of this is an option because it was already paid for on the cross. If it was on the cross, it's mine. It's mine. Father, I declare, God, that you cause every enemy that rises up against them to flee in seven different ways in the name of Jesus. Every assignment, every gate of hell, every plan and scheme of hell, we bind it and we declare it has to flee seven different ways in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I declare life over your people. I declare your destiny over your people in the name of Jesus.
I hear the Lord say, today, my people, you have opened the door to a future and a hope. The Lord says, no more will the past hold you in a place called stuck. The Lord says, you have broken through. You have broken through. The walls of Jericho have fallen before you, says the Lord. Now go in and possess the land. You have dispossessed the enemy. Now go in and take what belongs to you, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 It's ours for the taking. It's ours for the taking, folks. Everything the cross provided was provided for one reason and one only. That's us. Us. The church is the entire central point of all history. It's always been about us, and it always will be when it comes to Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's about us. And if it's that much about us and he paid that much for us, it's provided for every one of us. And we don't have to let the devil rob us of anything. Nothing. We are healed. We're delivered. It's a done deal. We've been prospered. We've been blessed. We need to come in agreement with what God says. You know, for too long, the body of Christ has been in agreement with all the negativity of this world system. And we've fed ourselves the world. Let's feed ourselves what God says. He says, there's no condemnation. Why? Because he paid it all. In that pain of it all, there's no guilt on you no more. There's no anger against you. There's no addiction that can hold you. But you know what? You just got to tell it that. When you tell the devil, no, you will no longer hold me. He's been made a bold display of. He's been disarmed. He's been triumphed over in the cross. You are your greatest deliverer. And the word no is the biggest, the most powerful word in the dictionary you can say when it comes to the enemy. You are healed. You are delivered. You are set free. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I guess we're done. But let me just tell you one other. When are we starting back up? 18th of this April, next month. Mm-hmm. So come, we're going to finish some stuff on authority. We've been teaching on authority. We're going to do some more on that. Come and expect God has deliverance so you can move into what he's called you to do. There are every person in this room, you are a mighty deliverer in the kingdom of God. Amen. You're blessed, blessed, and blessed, and dismissed.